B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's funny because you get into a relationship with somebody and you're always like, oh my God, I want to know everything it is. There is about this person. I just want to know it all. I want to tell you everything about myself. Tell me everything about your life and blah, 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 blah. But do you really want to know everything about the person that you're with? Well, ma'am, why don't you just tell us what you found out?
So I have been noticing there's this trend of people like finding out things about their significant other during quarantine, and I have a big one.
Okay. What is it?
So I walked past the bathroom door and saw my husband doing something that kind of shook me up. He stands up to wipe his butt. So what I saw, I walked past the bathroom door and I see him standing naked from the waist down, ass facing the door away from the toilet. One hand is used to spread the cheek and the other hand is used to wipe. And it's nuts.
How else do you wipe your butt? When you're sitting down?
Yes, that way any debris falls into the toilet.
Wait, I'm confused.
I'm a stand-up wiper.
I'm a stand-up wiper.
You stand
up? How do you wipe when you're sitting down?
That's normal. That's what I do.
That is not normal. You guys are crazy.
What do you mean?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Here's the other thing, though.
Okay.
So, as a result of his, what I consider to be extremely unorthodox style of wiping his butt, he's got poop on the carpet, like some debris.
Okay, that's all right, weird. That's different. That's different.
That's weird.
Wait, so he's like literally like pooping.
Standing up,
things have fallen out. That's not right.
Okay, so I'm curious about this whole thing now. I'm a stand-up wiper,
I'm
Melissa.
A stand-up wiper. I thought that was the normal thing to do.
Leroy, you sit.
I'm a sitter.
Pebbles, you sit.
Really?
Wow.
I don't get how you can wipe when you're sitting down. Where do you put?
God.
I don't get it.
Let's just pray and hope that everyone. Do what you gotta do.
Just make sure you clean.
But I don't. I
was
get
today it. Years old when I realized that there were people who wanted themselves
right,
sitting
Ramiro,
down.
I'm with you.
Yo.
So, never mind.
I can't believe it.
Because I can't have this discussion without getting too graphic. So I'm just going to like.
Listen, I'll tell you exactly what I do. So I got one of those little spray nozzle things.
Yeah, he'll get graphic for you.
While I'm sitting down, I turn on the little bidet thing, like spray my butt.
Yeah, see, I don't have a fancy bidet, but go ahead.
You know, you need to step your game up.
No,
I'm
good.
And then I stand up and I finish it off. I can't believe you're going to leave your man because of that. Let him. Stop snooping on him in
Ramiro,
the bathroom.
Ramiro, you and I guess, are in the minority here.
I don't think. I mean, in this room right now.
And she thinks it's insane.
Well, it's me.
I think you guys got to take a poll of among viewers.
Yeah.
I think the wild part to me is that you guys think it's wild that I stay seated now.
No, I don't. Now, I'm with you.
Right now, it's 3-3. Me, Melissa, and your husband versus Pebbles, Leroy, and you.
Oh, that's true. So maybe we do have to take a poll.
50-50. I just love that you were going to leave your husband because of that.
Well, I wasn't going to leave him, but like, he's doing
it wrong. I mean, he is getting it on the floor. That's a little excessive.
That's like childish.
Or he's got some sort of intestinal issue or whatever.
Yeah. Or he just
I told him he has to face the other way if he's going to stand up so that at least any debris will fall into the toilet.
Yeah, that's his way of checking to see if he's done or not.
Yeah.
He's like, carpet's clean. I guess I'm good. All right, so I can't believe I'm asking this, but hey, I mean, what do you do? 833-973-0969. I can't believe I'm going to ask this question, but you finish going to the bathroom. Do you stand up to clean yourself, or do you stay sitting down? Alexis, what's your take on this? What do you do?
I definitely do stand up to wipe myself after I use the bathroom.
You do the stand-up hinge technique, right?
Yes, but I mean, grabbing your cheek to spread is a different technique I've never done personally.
Yeah.
But I definitely stand up.
Yeah, I don't grab my cheeks.
You definitely
either,
won't get it all sitting down.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what, Kara, what's your take on this?
So
when you wipe yourself standing up, that's weird. That is weird. I wipe myself sitting down, you know? You just lean over under your leg, wipe, you know?
So that's how you do it? You lean to the side? You don't reach in from the back?
I lean to the side. I lift my other leg up and I wipe, you know?
Alexis.
If you're bending over, that's like what you do for five-year-olds.
Alexis, she has called you a five-year-old. What do you got to say about that?
At least I'm a minority, so I'll be a five-year-old too.
No, you're not a minority. The sitter downers are the minority. I'm trying to tell you guys.
No, we're not. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Why is it though? When all the polls that we've put out there, most people say that they sit down.
So it's a 70-30 split, Romero.
Because the people who sit down are slobs. I just realized, and that's why a lot of people—that's why a lot of people smell funny. Because you're not getting everything. You're not doing it right. You're sitting down. You're being lazy. You're giving yourself like probably two wipes, not even checking to see if it's clean and throwing it away. Go ahead, Lee. What we got? Oh, we got another one. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to Rashad. Hi, Rashad.
How you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Listen, you got to sit to the side and slide, man.
Sit to the side and what?
Why is it nasty to and slide?
Sit to the side and slide. So you're a sitter?
Yeah. I do it both. Whatever you got to do to wipe it, man.
You, what do you mean? It depends on the day. Sometimes you stand up. Sometimes you sit
depends
down.
Depends on how bad it is, apparently.
Depends on the what? What did you say? Depends on the what?
Well, I mean, it depends on how bad it is.
No. Hey, listen. You got to sit down and slide it, man. That's it. I ain't doing. I'm too old to be standing up and bending over.
You're lazy. You're
lazy. I ain't lazy.
Yes, you are.
He's too old, Romero.
Left and right.
You, when you sit down, you're only getting, let's say you sit down and lift up the right cheek.
The dexterous when I wipe my ass.
Have you tried it?
I have not
so
tried it.
So then you don't know.
Because I have recently.
It's just unnatural. Don't change, Melissa.
No,
don't
change. Don't let them sway you. I tried it, but apparently I tried it the wrong way. I went in from the back.
I don't care what anybody does as long as you are wiping yourself.
Yeah, because
I mean, come on.
Let's be honest. There's probably some people out there who don't.
That's a valid point, Pebbles. There's probably people listening right now going, what's this wiping after going to the bathroom thing? Let's talk to Tony.
Tony,
what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up?
Hey. Listen, the way I see it, I like to sit because the way I see it is when you sit, you naturally spread your butt cheeks. It leaves a clean hole to the bowl. You see what I'm saying? You stand
up,
you stand up, you get squishy tushy, and nobody wants squishy tushy.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe I'm going to ask this. That makes sense, but I have to ask this. How big is your ass that your cheeks automatically spread when you sit down? Like, my ass, I don't know about you, but my butt, like,
it I have a lot more than you do.
When I'm sitting down, my butt cheek doesn't spread because my ass ain't that big. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like my ass cheeks stay on either
mine
side
is,
of the...
But I mean, some of us have more.
Mel, I feel like you're going to change sides. Don't
no,
do this. I need
I'm
someone
not,
on my team
I'm not,
here.
Listen, I'm good. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm sticking.
Yes, right. Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.